what we saw shocked both of us. See, you probably thought Bruiser would be near crazy with anger, right? Furious and ready to tear us apart? Well, he wasn't. What we saw were tears shining in the corners of his eyes. Honest, I'm not kidding. Drover and I exchanged puzzled glances. This was not what we had expected. Then Bruiser spoke.
You guys are right. I'm just a big, ugly lunk. I'm a bad dog. I've always been a bad dog. And everybody hates me. But you know what, fellas? Inside this huge, ugly body, there's a little bitty Scotty Terrier who wants just one thing in the world.
He looked up at the sky.
A friend.
Again, Drover and I exchanged glances. I could see that Drover's lower lip was beginning to tremble. And heck, maybe mine was too. I mean, this was kind of touching. He went on.
You hate me. I know you do. And I'm glad you hate me. I deserve it. But...
He glanced away and bit his lower lip.
Then there's the story. Nobody ever hears about old Bruiser. I was orphaned as a pup and raised by junkyard dogs. Every morning and every evening they beat me.
Drover's mouth was hanging open.
They beat you? Well, that's terrible.
Big tears slid down his big ugly face.
Yes, they beat me and made me mean. Over and over they said to me, they said, Bruiser, you're no good. You're just a rotten Rottweiler. And you know what, fellas? After a guy hears that over and over, day after day, he begins to...
He couldn't finish. He broke down and started crying, sobbing. I found myself looking at Drover. What have we done? Drover was beginning to cry.
I don't know, but I feel awful.
Yeah, me too. What a louse I've turned out to be. I told the poor guy that he walked like a fat duck.
Yeah, and you showed him your hiney.